What's the matter?
Beckerman said.
Is it really expensive or something?
No, but we don't perform brain surgery for trivial reasons.
Oh, wow,
Beckerman said.
So, that's where you are. Jesus.
And he got up and left the room, shaking his head. The three development guys looked stupefied. They sat in the adjoining room and stared through the one-way glass. Beckerman had long since departed. Fascinating, Morris said. The development guys didn't reply. Finally, one of them cleared his throat and said, "To say the least." Morris knew what was going through their heads. For years they had been doing feasibility studies, potential application studies, ramification studies, industrial operations studies, input-output studies. They were geared to think in the future, and now they were suddenly confronted with the present. "That man is an Eland," one of them said, and sighed. The ELAD concept had caused a lot of interest and some detached academic concern. The notion of an electrical addict, a man who needed his jolts of electricity, just as some men needed doses of drugs, had seemed almost fancifully speculative. But now they had a patient who was clearly a potential addict. "Electricity is the biggest kick of all," one of them said and laughed. But the laugh was nervous, edged with tension. Morris wondered what McPherson would say. Probably something philosophical. McPherson was mostly interested in philosophy these days. The idea of an electrical addict was predicated on an astonishing discovery made by James Olds in the 1950s. Olds found that there were areas in the brain where electrical stimulation produced intense pleasure. Strips of brain tissue he called rivers of reward. If an electrode was placed in such an area, a rat would press a self-stimulation lever to receive a shock as often as 5,000 times an hour. In its quest for pleasure, it would ignore food and water. It would stop pressing the lever only when it was prostrate with exhaustion. This remarkable experiment had been repeated with goldfish, guinea pigs, dolphins, cats, and goats. There was no longer any question that the pleasure terminals in the brain were a universal phenomenon. They had also been located in humans. Out of these considerations had come the notion of the electrical addict, the man who needed pleasurable shocks. At first glance, it seemed impossible for a person to become an addict, but it actually wasn't. For instance, the technological hardware was now expensive, but it needn't be. One could envision clever Japanese firms manufacturing electrodes for as little as $2 or $3 and exporting them. Nor was the idea of an illegal operation so far-fetched. At one time, 1 million American women underwent illegal abortions each year. The implantation brain surgery was somewhat more complex, but not forbiddingly so, and the surgical techniques would become more standardized in